Monday, June 3rd, 2024, special Board of Equalization meeting at 8:30.
Okay, let's call the Dakota County Board of Equalization meeting to order. Stand and say a pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, a current copy of the meeting actually posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county boardroom is available for your review of all citizens in attendance. Will you call roll, please, Sheree?
Scott?
Yes.
Bob?
Here.
Troy?
Here.
Marty?
Yep.
Make a motion to excuse Brian today.
I'll second.
Call roll, please.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, we have Christy here to requesting the approval of the clerical errors and omitted and to send out the correct evaluation for change notices.
Yeah, I'm going to have to correct my spreadsheet too because the original value I have is the 24 value that we thought it was going to be, and the new value is what's going to should be sent out, but my computer is printing out the 23 value as a starting value and the new value as a 24, so I have to correct my spreadsheet. But the new taxable value, most of those are okay. But yeah, these are ag parcels. We went through each one. We must not have, if they didn't have a change, we didn't do anything to the record, and there was spot codes on them when we converted over to MIPS. So if we didn't touch it, that spot code stayed on. So these are the ones that we didn't touch, that nothing was wrong with them. There is on the very last page a few, I think there's one, two, three, four, five of them that we found stuff that there was, like the Toya and Tyler Farrell, that was the house the school built, and they sold it before levy setting, so we're putting that one back on, so that would be considered like an omitted property. McManigal, his buildings didn't get put on for some reason, they didn't carry over. Berkey, that one was a sale, and the appraiser came in and told us there was an addition on the house that they didn't have a permit for, and we had just been out there, so we didn't go back out because we'd just been there. So we added an addition on that one. Gomez, for some reason, there was no land value, so we added her land on. And Mark Dorsey was in charge for his buildings twice. So we thought we'd better correct that.
Yep.
Are they, Chrissy, are they, so the difference in the values, are they just your appraisal value or your up?
Yeah.
Dated?
Yeah, the up to 24 values. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's no.
Some of them went up. Most of them went up. A few went down. That spot code adjusted them down. So when we took it off, it did.
There was like 23 of them went down.
Yeah.
Is what I know.
Yeah. There's a few. Not very many. And it wasn't that much. It's not that much of a difference. But yeah, my computer is.
Yeah, like one was 8,000, you know, from 440 to 428.
And MIPS had to do that for some reason with the conversion when we converted over. That one of our codes didn't match with theirs, and so they had to do a spot code on it, and we didn't catch it when we were doing our review. So.
How did they go down?
The spot code made them go down.
But, I mean, made them go down?
That would have raised them up to take the spot code off, and it would have lowered them for some reason.
Their actual values with the important thing, right? What their actual value is.
Yeah.
So the spot code lowers it, but is that the actual value, the fact that it is lower?
Yeah, some of them did go down, and it wasn't that much, a couple thousand dollars. Mm. Yeah, most of them are just, it's minute. Most of them went up, but there are a few that went down.
Mm-hmm. I bet you there's not $30,000 worth.
No, that went down.
On the total of all these.
Yeah, if they did go down, it was just a couple thousand dollars, if anything.
One was $500.
Yeah. It was weird. Melissa said, yeah, it was something when we did convert it from TerraScan to MIPS. They had to do a spot code. But, yeah.
So the question if somebody would have is why.
Why am I getting
so many, somebody's went down and mine went up?
Yeah.
Right? That's going to be our question.
I'm sure.
And that's just due to clerical?
Just, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, computer conversion issue.
Okay.
Computers are always slow, aren't they?
Yeah. If we get them out today, they only have, I think we have till July 1st for regular protests. If we just send them out today, they have till July 3rd. So we thought we'd get them out as soon as we could so it doesn't push the protest.
Who's all getting, okay, so bringing it to speed, who's all getting new valuations?
Pretty much everybody.
Everybody will be. So commercial?
Residential.
Residential, mm-hmm. Ag, everybody.
Because yep, we raised home site values. So it
should be a good one then this year.
When do these all go out then?
Today. Well, they went out Friday, actually. Mitch sent them out,
Okay.
They were in the mail Friday.
And how many went out?
Over 10,000.
How many parcels we got?
10,000.
That's what I thought.
I think 10 something went out, 10.3, and we have 10.5, 10.6.
Well,
so still the sales are the driver,
it,
right?
That's exactly it. And then we lose all of our land values, our lot values. We haven't touched those for quite a while.
But, I mean, the reality of it is sales drives it, but at the same time, there's a lot of areas, correct me if I'm wrong, that are not valued properly.
No, like you said, we're working on redoing like Dakota.
Dakota Flats is just a mess out there.
Dakota City just got done. Josh did that. He got that done in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So that'll be done for next year. We're working on South Sioux again.
Who built the two buildings behind Walmart?
Hispanics.
They even the big building straight down the road?
Leon.
Is that going to be a car lot or something? Or
I think it's a fix-it shop.
I think it's a big building. I drove down.
The one back behind Walmart, that's Leon Insulation.
Yeah, that's a De Leon or Leon.
You mean by the animal hospital?
Leon. No, well, it's
on the
street
same street, but the other end.
Yeah, at the other end.
That great bit, that's Leon.
That street's going to go
insulation.
That's an insulation?
Yeah.
What's the one by the animal hospital?
Oh, that's, isn't that a northeast building?
No, that one's not a northeast building. I think that one's a home health care or something or another. Somebody told me.
They got a garage.
They got a bunch of bays.
An office.
Yeah.
Home health care, huh?
Yeah, that's what I heard, but I don't know if that's true.
And the other one's in Slade. I drove down there last night for the first time. I didn't realize the road was done.
Mm-hmm. Partly. It goes halfway.
What do you mean?
Into whatever that stuff, I can't even think. All America? That road's only half.
No, the road goes now from the animal hospital all the way back to the intersection.
But that's only half done. Well, unless they finished it. It was only half done.
It's done.
They finished it.
Yeah, no,
you can drive down El Ranchito and turn right and go toward the animal hospital.
Yeah. Oh, is that right?
Yep. So it was only half done.
Yep, yep.
Okay.
Yeah, it's completely done now.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I did not realize that either. So I drove down there. I seen that building going up, and I was like,
yeah,
it's a big building.
So you go down to that building, take a right, and you can go
all the way to the College Parkway or whatever they call that.
Yeah, and I think by the Mexican restaurant there, that street's going to go into it too.
I was kind of surprised that they had let them build a large pole building in town there, but apparently they're going to rock the front of it.
Yeah, you can tell that they're going to do some.
Yeah.
I think didn't Prime Performance buy a lot out there too?
I heard.
I think
years
they
ago,
have one,
years
but
ago
I don't know what if they're going to move out there if they don't have.
See, I think originally everybody thought it was just going to be a toy shed road, is what
I
they
think
thought.
They would have sold.
Oh, out there?
Yeah. Yeah, but
like
this, I think you're going to have to, unless you got a buttload of money, it's going to take six figures for
a building.
Well, not for just a building, but for the dirt. And it's very, very, very low.
All
those lots are really,
really
too
low.
They only were very specific on what they'd let in there, and I think they learned their lesson.
They probably changed it.
Yeah, you've got to let people buy lots.
Yeah. But, okay.
Any tips coming off?
Liberty Place comes off next year.
25. And then I talked to Christy after the last meeting. So out there, like Lakey, you want $300,000 houses. The county share of that are a little less than 1,000, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was wrong.
Yeah. Somebody was saying there were 6 lots sold.
There are.
There are
6 on their sign. They have a sign out there that shows the development. Well, there's three basements in already, and another one that's going in.
I think the only sale I have is Drilling.
Is who?
Drilling. He bought the very end.
Yeah, and then
towards the.
I think there's two.
Brandon Hornstein's building the spec house on the corner, and then Mari owns the duplex that's going up now.
I talked to Gene on Friday. He said that he has 6 and possibly 2 more. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I only have one.
But they'd all been real recent, so I'm sure they might not even come through yet.
Okay. Well, what do we want to do here? Everything looks in order, I guess. We'll just have to stay tuned for the next 30 days, right? They have till July 1st to get all their protests in.
Yeah.
And they'll be receiving them today and tomorrow and the next day.
This should take a few days. So yeah. Coming out.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Would you give me an input, please?
And we had Sheree July. What's our first date on
The
8th, was it?
July 8th.
That's and what time do we meet that day?
9.
July 8th?
Right now we only have
two days
picked or set, so we might, are they both board? Yeah.
The 8th and 22nd?
Yeah.
Okay.
The 25th is the absolute possibly latest day. We have to.
Everything has to be done in July.
Yeah.
Okay.
All
right.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't think we set it for June 24th.
But we probably will have to, depending on how many.
And yep. Sometimes referees aren't always ready either. It takes them a while to get prepared to present to you guys. So
June 24th?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Not scheduled yet.
Right.
To be announced.
Yeah.
Is that a better day than July?
Well, no. Well, if we need a third day.
Regardless.
Depends on how many we get. And I have a feeling if it's going to be all 10,000, it's hard to say. Who knows?
Mm. Well, we thought last year would be bad. What did we have? Three something.
Yeah.
Because we had a lot last year, too.
But how many went out last year? Same amount?
No, it was less because commercial wasn't on it. But commercial's only, it's not that many. It's only 1,000 or so.
But times are tougher now. I think people's pocketbooks are really squished.
But on the flip side of that, commercial's been low for a long time. And it's
when
just.
When do you have sales?
Yeah. It's been low for a long time.
Yeah.
You can understand people's frustrations, but I mean the sales are the proof.
I mean it's slower, but it's not any lower.
No.
It's slowed down, but they're still high. Shit, my house just resold again for the third time for $405. Mm. I only sold it for $229. Granted, I know they added that building, but I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the hottest selling houses are the lower priced ones, right? The higher ones.
Yeah, that's what you raised last year was under 1,000 square foot. There was sky high.
Caesar to afford.
But there isn't a. Yeah, I mean, there's not. They talk about the affordable housing. There's no such thing in Dakota County.
300 Starter home.
Yeah.
I drove out by Gretna and stuff yesterday. It's down Beaumont. The amount of apartments they are putting in. They're building a few houses. They're building hundreds and hundreds of huge, huge apartment buildings. I think that's all people can afford.
Because this is the thing. People can afford a $2,000 month lease, but if they want to buy a home and it is $1,200 to $1,300 a month, the bank tells them they can't afford it. But how can they afford it when, you know, it's just all the bank criteria, you know. It's stupid. And I know I've said this before, but back in 2000, my home was more than my business. And then eventually it caught up a little bit. But if it wasn't for the TIF, I feel like the business is still under than what it should be.
Yeah.
But the TIF, I'm trying to get city sewer for the TIF up there. And is that TIF is for infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got a hold of, I had to call Oscar about 5 times. Finally, Lance called me back, and then, of course, your husband called me, and he says, this is the protocol, this is what you need to do, and Lance will get you a price of what it's going to take to hook it up. And I'm like, well, I didn't realize there was a price. He's like, well, Lance didn't realize you were TIFed, that you're TIFed. I'm like, okay. I said, I'll stop up. But yeah,
trying to get cities who are run to where?
Just to my one building in the back, hooked up, yeah. And it's right there, but I pay $4,400 more a year for the TIF that goes to Richards and Milling for how many years?
Mm-hmm.
And they say it's going to cost me to.
Why? Isn't that what that money's for?
Well, that's what I thought it was infrastructure.
That's what I thought too.
You know,
a lot of people come and say, what did they do? And it's like,
This is a crazy thing. I don't know who's all involved in that TIF, but I know they did it because of the Richardson, the $20, $25 million building.
Get them in there.
But they never even used a dime of the city money.
See, yeah, like the 39th Street project.
Yeah.
What'd you do? Because it was all there.
I don't think Great West asked for a dime either, did they, Marty?
They didn't want to be in it.
They didn't want to be initially, and then in the end wound up in it.
Yeah.
So what did you do?
Yeah, so.
What did they add at Richardson Milling?
They put in a huge warehouse.
No, I mean the TIF with the TIF money.
They did not. Richardson Millie didn't want any money.
But they had to do something somewhere. I mean, a street or not sewer water.
They said they didn't want a dime of their money to do anything.
Well, but I'm talking the city should be the one because
they should have to be accountable for what they did with that money.
Yeah.
They would have to put in something. You know.
I don't know. They had it right under their building, so I don't know. They just said that they did not use any of the TIF money, is what they said. I don't know.
How long's that TIF been?
They're all 15. They all react.
But it's been in effect probably for. I'm going to say probably 8 years, maybe.
That's right. They're all 15.
Yeah.
Liberty Place.
But no street or no.
No.
Nothing.
And they don't tell us what they do with them.
Nowhere in the TIF area.
Does it say what they're going to do with it?
No, I mean what is that TIF? What does that all include?
Well, I don't know.
Because it's got there has to be.
Yeah, they give you an area and say this is the, you know, this whether, is the area.
They can TIF from Richardson all the way to the river.
Well, they just blight it. They'll probably blight what's his name's aunt's house.
As long as it's part of the TIF.
I just know when I went to city council when they first blighted the area, tipped it, and of course the first thing they said, hey, is this business or is this county or is this personal? I said this is personal, and then I asked them about it. And they said they'd look into it, but like I said, I've made half a dozen phone calls. And
well, what's funny is Connie Muff said her house is in the TIF by the golf course, and she said she goes, "What did they do?" And I said, "Connie, I don't know. You'd have to ask him." She went up to Lance and asked him about the TIF where her house is right on the golf course, and she says, "I don't want to be in." He says, "Fine, I'll take you out." I'm like, "Seriously?" She goes, "Yeah, he told me he'd take me out."
So can I be taken out then too?
Nobody's told us anything. I don't think you can do that.
But it doesn't matter. I mean, your taxes are going to be
the same. Your taxes are the same regardless. It's just the city gets a bigger portion of it.
So then what if she wanted out, what does she gain?
Nothing.
She just
wants out. When I think if somebody wants out, that means that they don't have to pay the taxes.
No, you're still going to pay the taxes. But she just didn't think that the city was doing anything for her
They want to charge me. This is a conversation that just took like 2 weeks ago.
So in Connie's situation or anybody's situation, like your house, my house, $100,000, if the value is $100,000, they TIF it, it's the same, nothing changes. So I don't know why they would include the house like Muff's there in Southridge. But I think that the whole purpose is what, weren't they going to do something with that, what's that road to the west, runs along the golf course and...
Oh, Roundhouse Road?
Yeah, I mean, they
I don't know, Connie and
they've been trying
one
to
other property.
Yeah, they were going to do something with that. And I think actually that TIF ran across the 29th.
I think it's the 29th, 39th.
From, like, by the police station side?
Yep.
Over and included that over there? Why, I don't know. I don't
it
know
was the golf course, it, and it just caught a couple of the houses in there. It
right.
It was weird.
Right. So, I don't know. But it doesn't change the tax.
Not just the city.
It divides the pie a little different. And the city's supposed to put something in. I don't know.
That was always
a question.
Well, when Joe said to me, he's like, well, I asked you about the TIF, and he's like, what? He didn't think that you were in the TIF. Jesus. I should go get, before I leave here, I'm going to go get the statement showing that... that it says Richardson Millie.
You're talking about your shop, right?
Yeah.
Oh, look,
yeah.
Back to the office.
I'd love to have that so I can take it in there and say.
It.
Yeah, I'm not.
You know, I don't know. That was always a question, like with the legislature, is the accountability
of the monies?
On what they're spending it on. I mean, Omaha, look at Omaha, what they're doing. I mean, that TIF they're doing in that crossroads, it's like 600 and some million dollars in TIF money.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, that's a big project. They got to redo streets and et cetera through there, but. I don't know where the accountability is for TIF.
They report them to
spending.
The state. That's all we know.
Yeah.
I mean, the city should have an answer.
Well, they should have an answer, and they should publicize it, I would think.
And say what they did with it.
What they did with it. Yeah. You know, it's public knowledge.
I'm sure they'd have something if the question...
And I'm sure the question's been brought up. But
Oscar knows.
Yeah, that... All right, here we go. What do you guys want to do here? You want to approve this here?
I'd say.
Okay.
I'd make a motion to approve the...
Okay, we got Marty, and we got...
Spot corrections.
I'll second.
Bob, will you call roll, please, on the...
Troy?
Yes.
Omitted.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Clerical errors, yes.
Bob?
Yes.
No one's from the public here, and it is whatever time it is.
8:51.
8:51. We are adjourned. Shorty's not here to make a motion, so I'll make a motion to adjourn, I guess.
Attaboy.
Hear that? I'm on top of it.